But what's been happening at Bailey House? When news and interviews don't go anywhere else. We're not a rabble, we don't gabble. We're number one for fun with a Bailey Babble. Bailey Babble, Bailey Babble, Bailey Babble. And that's right, folks, you are tuned into the Bailey Babble. I'm Matt, your host with the most hair missing. And joining me in the studio today, as I just slipped past him and put the guitar down, is the very chipper Luke McCormick. Hey, buddy, how are you going?
Good.
How are you feeling today? We've got special guests. How do you feel when we've got special guests in the studio? Do you get nervous at all?
No.
No. Good.
You do.
Hey. Well, I kind of do a little, I must be honest. Co-host Bron's here. G'day, Bronny. How are you feeling?
I'm very good, thank you.
Do you get nervous at all, Bron?
No. No. I'm excited.
Awesome. That's the way to be. Co-host Matt Lloyd's here. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
How are you feeling today, sir? Good. We've got a special guest that you know better than most, in fact.
Yes.
We've got two special guests today.
Yes.
Yeah, looking forward. We'll get to them. We'll introduce them shortly to your listeners. Last but certainly not least,
yo.
Gavin Moore, how are you, brother?
Bloody awesome.
Bloody awesome. What makes you bloody awesome on this Monday, the 5th of February?
I don't know.
You've had a good weekend.
Yeah.
It was bloody hot yesterday. How did you keep cool?
Have a drink.
Just some ice water?
No, some coke.
All right. Bit of ice?
Hell no.
No. All right. I thought that'd be wise on a stinking hot day, because it was stinking hot. Speaking of stinking hot, Fashion Label Jam, Gav, is stinking hot right now. And we're really chuffed and delighted to welcome to the studio, a.k.a. the Bailey Exhibition Space, Emma Clegg and Molly Rogers. Welcome, ladies. How are you going?
Thank you. We're very excited to be here.
Thanks a bunch for taking the time to come. And Molly, are you well?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having us. We're very excited.
You did say earlier that you're a relatively new mum.
Yes.
How's that treating you?
It's good, actually. I'm not too badly underslept, so I slept okay last night, so hopefully won't ramble too badly today.
All right, well, yeah. Hey, now, what's your affiliation with Bailey House? Do you know much about Bailey House, Emma?
Yes, so Jam has had a bit to do with Bailey House, but originally our connection is I'm actually a support worker for two participants at Bailey House, one of which is interviewing us today, Matt. So I hang out with Matt and Ange every weekend, pretty much, and so we got to learn all about Bailey House through them.
Matt Lloyd, how long have you known Emma?
I don't know.
Not sure? Can you expand on that, Emma?
Maybe. I reckon it's over 2 years now. Yeah, we've been hanging out for a while, so 2 to 3 years almost.
You're right. So you know a bit about not just Emma and Matt, but Matt and Ange. Yeah, but Bailey itself.
Exactly.
Yeah, and more so with this new venture of yours.
Yes, yeah. So we were very fortunate recently that when Bailey Arts opened an exhibition, the Around the World exhibition, Jam had a little try and buy evening on here. So we were able to have our products here for people in the Bailey House community to able to see our products in person and try them on. And we had a little fashion show. We also last year did a fashion show with a group of people from Bailey House at a Better Rehab event where they were able to strut their stuff in Jam products.
We're talking a catwalk here, Molly.
The catwalk at a hotel in the city. There was a big function room. They went down the red carpet and it was a big deal. All the Better Rehab still talk about it, actually, to this day.
Fantastic. Well, we want to know, why is Jam different, Gav, don't we? So let's get to the bottom of it. Your first question, please, mate.
We want to know
exactly
who,
what.
I'm not none of this, just.
No, you're right, mate. Well, we want to know
what is Jam?
That is a great question. Mm. So JAM is an adaptive clothing brand. So that means that all of our products have design features that make it easier for people to get dressed or wear our items more comfortably. Mm. So that means things like magnets instead of buttons, no tags, flat seams, stretchy clothes, so they're easy to get on and off.
All right. Well, you might have... What about the name itself? Where is the name JAM derived from?
So JAM is named after Jack and Maddie. So Emma and I were working as disability support workers and we met Jack and Maddie, and they're both wheelchair users, and we noticed that clothing was difficult for us to help them get on or for them to put on themselves, and so we wanted to make it a bit easier.
Jack and Maddie combined makes JAM. Has that led to confusion at all, the name? Because I just say that because Bailey House... People just assume Bailey House is just this small little, you know, a residence.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, often I find myself explaining, no, it's we cater for a lot of people.
Yeah, we're having to explain a lot what it stands for, but I kind of love that we get asked that all the time and we're having to tell that story because that is the core of us. We love to talk about Jack and Maddie and why we started it, so we don't mind that people are always asking us, why are you called JAM?
Yeah. That's great. It evolved from... It's like people first, right?
Yeah.
Bron, we're going to see if... I think we're going to see if anything was just missed there, actually.
Can you give some examples on how you make your clothing accessible?
Now, did Emma miss anything there, Molly?
So we talk a lot about, so we look into how people get dressed. So things like Emma said with magnets, or we've got some really cool buckles that are magnetic as well. But we also look at the comfort when people are wearing them. So is the material comfortable? I know, Bron, you've worn a couple of our items before, and our Digby jacket and things like that. They're all really comfortable as well.
Can you tell us about bamboo and elastic? Is it elastane?
Yeah, elastane. So we've got our bamboo tops, which are bamboo and elastane. So the bamboo makes them really soft and comfortable, also really breathable and light. And then that elastane allows the tops to be really stretchy. So for people that need that little bit of extra stretch when getting it on or taking it off, it just means that it can do that without losing its shape or without tearing. So it's really important that it's got that bit of elastane to add that function to it.
Gav, have you ever worn a shirt with a scratchy tag on the back of your neck?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on those scratchy tags?
Get rid of them.
Yeah. Is that right across the board, no tags?
Exactly. We print on all of our labels so that the information's still there, but it's not on that scratchy tag. It's printed on.
Fantastic. Bron, you're not wearing some JAM today, are you?
No.
But have you found it? It's quite significant how comfortable they are.
Yep. And I'm going to New Zealand on the weekend on the cruise, and I'm taking my jacket with me.
Oh, that's great to hear. Thanks, yeah. Bron. We love that.
Taking JAM to the world.
Yeah.
Luke, you're up, chupa chup.
Chupa. What?
It's just a saying I come up with. If I said you're up, old fella, you'd give me a clip behind the ear. Your first question next, mate. We can't dilly-dally because Molly's got to get home to...
Posey.
Posey, baby, Posey. Beautiful. All right, your first question about the girls.
How...
Some come today, not next
year. Oh, hang about, Gav. Well, this one's about how they, you know...
How did you meet?
Yeah, so Molly and I both met at university. We were both studying to become occupational therapists, and at the same time we were both working casually as disability support workers. So we got along very well at university, talking about our shared interests and shared passion for working in the disability sector.
Molly, for those that don't know, what's the role of an occupational therapist?
So an occupational therapist looks at anything that occupies your time, so how you spend your time, and if there's anything that you want or need to do in your life, an occupational therapist can help to do that better. I haven't done that explanation in a while, actually, but it's a big question that we get asked a lot as occupational therapists.
Do you concur with that explanation?
Yes, definitely. Oh, we help with promoting, I guess, independence, yes, and participation in those activities as well. So it's a great profession because we work with people and what they really want to do, and it's really broad and diverse. So you can work in the disability sector, but you could also work in a hospital or in a school, and it's a never, no 2 days are the same.
So it sounds like you're still dabbling in a little bit, yeah?
Jam relates. Yeah, Jam definitely relates to it because we look at the functional aspects of the clothing. So,
and it was only in 2022 that we actually stopped working in our OT roles. So we were doing OT support work and Jam up until, midway through 2022. And then since then we've gone into Jam full time.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Things are heading in the right direction for Jam, I think. Bron, are we back to you, Bronny? I think we are.
You got to fold upside down
there. Question two for you, please, Bron.
Oh, yeah. What does your range include, and is there a product you're most proud of?
Yes, so we currently have two collections. So we have our essentials range, which is sort of wardrobe staples that have some basics in terms of some pants, shirts, T-shirts, hoodies, jackets and bags. And they were designed so that really anyone can wear them, sort of, your wardrobe staples. And then we also have our first capsule collection, which we released last year. And that's more sort of brighter colours, funkier items that are more following the trends and trying to show a more youthful personality.
And I think the product we are most proud of would be our Digby jacket, which you have rocked. And I think you have, Bron. That one, the jacket was our first product. That's a bit of a redesign, but it was our first ever product that we launched. So that's really special to us. It was based around the needs of Jack and Maddie. And then the pattern on it was designed by Digby Webster, who's an artist with disability. And so that was our first artist collaboration. And so we really, it holds a special place in our heart.
So can you cater for an individual, or do you need to mass produce these lines?
So currently we mass produce, so we get offshore, everything's made overseas, which means that we do have to bulk order. It also means that we're able to hopefully meet a much broader audience. More people can hopefully benefit from our products. However, we hope in the future that we maybe will be able to offer sort of an individualized service, because we understand some people do have specific dressing needs that our products might not be able to cater to. So hopefully in the future we can do that. However, we wanted to make sure that our products were affordable and accessible to most people. And when you're creating pieces that are once off, they're very expensive. So we wanted to make sure if we can order in bulk, we can keep the price down.
I might ask about the I might ask about underpants.
You can't do that.
Well, I've got to ask for old mate. G'day Ed, if you're listening. I was telling it. I'm going to ask it, Luke. I was going to ask the girls about underpants.
You're asking yourself.
Oh, well. I was talking to old mate Eddie last week, and g'day Ed if you're listening, and I told Ed about your pending visit, and Ed said, because he finds it hilarious to talk about this, and he said, do they do underpants?
We don't, but there is some great brands that do, so if Ed would like some names, we can name some. We can give some names of some great adaptive underwear brands.
Yeah, well, that might be helpful for the listeners.
Yeah, definitely. So there's one called Slick Chicks that do adaptive underwear. There's one called Alba London, Bra Easy, which specialises in adaptive bras. And then even places overseas like Kim Kardashian's brand Skims have started doing adaptive underwear. So it's really great that these brands are out there doing it, and that's why we've kind of left them to it, because they specialise in that area rather than us trying to sort of do what's already been done.
You know what else Ed mentioned?
Oh, no.
which is probably could make someone a lot of money, mainly the AFL, but AFL jumpers.
And actually, the AFL, the sort of, wheelchair league of the AFL is really up and coming with a lot more resources being put into that. And we've had conversations with a few different people about what needs they may have for their uniforms and their jumpers and things like that. So it's definitely a conversation that's been had at the moment, which is great.
G'day to colleague Jordan, if you're listening, who plays in the AFL, the wheelchair AFL. We are heading back to you, Mr. Lloyd. So it's question five. Isn't it? It's your second question, Matt.
What is your background in fashion industry?
Oh, have I jumped the gun here?
Yes.
Let's go with. Can we go with this question, Matt? That one, number three. My mistake.
What is your values of business?
I don't want to throw Dan under the bus, but. Hang on. This is good listening, by the way. Number five, Matt. Oh, is this your first question, Matt?
Yes.
Oh, then I blame nobody but my darn self. And apologies to Dan if you're listening. Your first question, sorry, Matt.
What are your styles of independence by?
Well, it's a tough word, that one. Inspired by. What are your styles inspired by?
So with our essentials range, as I was saying before, we kind of created that based on wardrobe staples that anyone can wear and wanting everyone to have access to these types of products that would benefit from them. We also, when we were designing those initial products, made it really important that it was things that we would want to wear and that were equally fashionable and stylish, but also timeless and could be worn for years to come. And then with our capsule collection, we designed that in collaboration with a designer with disability. And so we looked at what was trendy at that time in terms of what colours were trending, what was seen on the catwalk, but also what was important to her in expressing herself as a young adult with disability, because we're really inspired by and very passionate about the fact that everyone deserves to express themselves and their personality and style. And so we want to make sure that all of our pieces are stylish and express that.
So do you try and keep up and follow fashion trends, or you try and set the trends?
Ooh, I think in some aspects we do follow, but we definitely try and set the trends in terms of our customization. So in those adaptations, I think we're quite groundbreaking with those things and the different closures and things that we use. But like Emma said, I think it's a real mix between keeping things timeless so that people aren't needing to keep rebuying, but still keeping trendy so that people want to wear them. Yeah.
Back to you, Mr. Moore.
Yes. What?
Yeah, when you've got the image here of this woman and she looks like she might have herself an idea. And we might have sort of covered this already, but let's revisit it. So your question's about ideas.
How did you...
You're on the right track here, Gav.
I'm trying to think.
Ideas, the word.
How do you get the ideas?
For the business in the first place, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had an idea for a business?
Both a bow tie business, my own.
A bike hire business?
Bow tie.
A boat hire?
Bow tie.
A bow tie business?
Bow tie business.
Really? Gav's bow ties?
Yeah.
Well, would you design them yourself?
Yeah.
Are you quite passionate about bow ties?
Yeah.
Well, your bow ties would all be in the bloody Sydney Swans colours.
Bloody oaf. Bloody oaf, yeah.
Very niche,
yeah. So Gav's question, where did you get the idea from the business? You sort of, I think you touched on it earlier, really, through your own experiences working in the industry, right?
So Molly and I were coming together at university and talking about our shifts as support workers, and we realised that this was a struggle for Jack and Maddie, but also pretty much all of our clients. And we thought at the time when we were studying to become occupational therapists, you're taught if you can't adapt the way a task is done, you adapt the environment or the equipment. And in this case, the equipment was the clothing. So we thought, well, why can't we adapt the clothing to suit Jack and Maddie and the other 4.5 million people with disability in Australia? And we looked into it, and it wasn't a new idea. It did exist. However, at that time, it really only existed overseas in America. And what did exist in Australia was sort of targeted towards the elderly or really young. Mm-hmm. And Jack and Maddie at that time were in their teens and we were in our early 20s. And we just thought to ourselves, well, we don't have to choose between function and fashion. So why should Jack and Maddie? And we should make things that Jack and Maddie can wear, but also we would want to wear.
Yeah, brilliant. And what year was this, Molly?
That was when we came up with the idea. It was 2017, and then we ended up, we launched in 2019. So it was an idea for a while, and we, yeah, you know, chatted with Jack and Maddie and their families, and yeah, it launched at the start of 2019.
Mm. Must be such an exciting journey to be on.
Mm. Yeah, it is. It's wild to think we're almost up to our fifth birthday now. Yeah. Mm.
It's brilliant. Lukey.
Come again.
You're up, mister, with your question with the maps.
Maps.
Mm. Don't forget, we only have a limited amount of time, mate, because these recordings only last an hour.
7 minutes.
Let's do it. Well, hopefully it takes less than 7 minutes for you to ask your next question.
Like I said before, sometime today.
Sometime today, Gav's saying in the background. All right, you've got the picture of the maps there. You've got the maps because we want to know where the girls are or where the business is.
Where did you come from?
We don't want to know where the girls come from. We want to know where their business is.
Where's your business?
Oh, but yeah, where the none of my business. You mean where's their business? Oh, you know he's got the giggles. Where are you based, Molly?
We're an online store, actually. So we have a website and we're online, and then we've got a warehouse at the moment in Keysborough.
Which
originally we were based in Emma's parents' spare bedroom, actually. We
used to send come all the orders out from there. Sometimes we'd get my parents to send out a few of the orders. But recently moved to a warehouse space in Keysborough. Yeah. And I mean, we're very lucky because we are an online business and we work for ourselves. We can often work from home or go into the office in Keysborough if we want to. It's very flexible, which is good.
And Keysborough, is it out the back of Mordialloc, kind of? Where's Keysborough?
It's just before Dandenong, next to Dandenong.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so what's in Keysborough? If I was to go to Keysborough, what do I find there?
Big industrial estate. Yeah. It's a lot of warehouses there. So it's good for us, our stock, to be there. It's very easy. There's lots of businesses around. But other than that, not a lot, from what we can tell.
Yes.
We don't live near there, so it's kind of fresh for us as well, the area. But a lot of warehouses you'll find there.
Right. I'm going to get you to expand a little bit more on what I would find if I set foot in that factory soon. But we're going to go back to Mr. Lloyd with your second question, Matt.
What is your background in the fashion industry?
Did you get that, girls?
Yes. That's a very good question because I guess on paper, not a lot. We, as we said before, we're occupational therapists, so we don't have a background in fashion. We've got an interest in fashion and we really, really like fashion, but it's definitely been a lot of learning on the job as we go in terms of all the fashion side of things. And the business side of things, really.
Yeah, so who are your mentors? Who gives you advice? Who do you lean on?
Yeah, so very early on, we were fortunate to connect with a lady called Katrina, who lives in Melbourne, who her business, she has a background in fashion, in all different jobs, but she helps small brands like us connect to people like manufacturers, pattern makers, designers, all that kind of thing. So she really helped us early on when we had absolutely no idea what to do. We also have a few friends who were in the design space who helped us early on. And then more recently, we've lent on people like Rachel, who was the designer that had designed our capsule collection, and other people within the space that are just willing to give their time up and help us with, I guess, the terminology and knowledge that we lack in. However, we've also been very fortunate that we've collaborated a lot with the disability community, which has been really important to get products that are meaningful and are actually serving a need, which is the number one thing for us. So we kind of start with that process and then we collaborate with those that have more of a knowledge with fashion to be able to get the product that we're imagining.
Yeah, great. So people with lived experience along with those people to guide you. Gav?
Yep.
You're up next, mate.
How do you make your clothes?
Have you ever made them yourself? So right from the outset, you've never dabbled yourselves.
We didn't make it ourselves, but we did head to Spotlight for our very first jacket sample. Yes, to Spotlight. We just grabbed some material and we got our very first jacket sample made out of material from Spotlight, and we have a great picture of Jack trying on the initial sample. So we bought the material for
them. And you created that yourselves?
We got...
That sample?
We didn't sew it. We're neither of us are seamstresses or sewers at all. We get other people to make them for us, yeah.
So at the moment, all of our products are made mostly in China, some in Bangladesh, but all overseas through big-scale manufacturers.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon?
I'm in Scotland.
Well, you suggested maybe they're made in Scotland. Do you get anything made in Scotland?
Not at this stage, but we could look into it, yeah.
Not at this stage, though.
Miss Phillips, we are back to you, I believe, madam. With your third question, Bron, right?
Where and how do you sell clothes and how would people buy them?
Yeah, so as Molly was saying before, we're an online website. So our website is jamthelabel.com. So you can purchase directly from there. We also have a couple of in-person retailers. So Fisher Lane Mobility in Melbourne sells our products, and in South Australia, Novita. We are also on the Iconic as well. And we're hoping to do more in-person events like we did at Bailey House with the try and buy night so that people can try the products on in person. However, because we are an online store, we're just like any other online shopping experience where, you know, if the size isn't quite right or you want to exchange it for a different product, because we are based in Melbourne, we can just easily ship it back and forth. And people are also able to use their NDIS to purchase our products. So because they're considered low-cost assistive technology, we can provide invoices or people can reimburse themselves from our website to be able to purchase the products.
Wow, that is good to know. Bron, how did you purchase your jam items?
I purchased it here.
Yep, okay, in the flesh.
Yeah.
At one of the try and buy nights, I guess, yeah.
Try and buy night, yes.
Hey, yeah. Can you give us, Molly, some examples of how the business has grown?
Yeah, so I suppose product-wise, we launched with that one product, with our one jacket, and we now have over 30 products. So I guess that's the way we've grown. We started in, as we said, Emma's parents' spare bedroom, and we now have a warehouse, which I think Emma's dad is very happy to have us out of the spare room. He's talking about turning it into a gym for a while, I think. Yeah.
And what would I find at the warehouse? Is there staff everywhere?
No, it's still, we've got a very small team. So it's Emma and myself, and then we've got Emma's sister Louise works with us as our commercial manager. She comes from that more business side, so she's brought a lot of knowledge that we're still learning in. Yeah.
And so anytime you receive an order from us, it's one of us three that has packed it and sent it out. So we still do every part of the business pretty much. You'll see us in our high-vis and boots in the warehouse if we're sending out orders, which actually really suits my personality because I like in the warehouse everything's on shelves and in its places and it's easy to pick and pack.
Yeah, you like a bit of order.
Yes, definitely.
It's been chaotic after Louise and I have been in there, but then Emma goes back and tidies everything again. Yeah.
Molly's definitely the creative out of us two, and I'm the sort of technical one.
Are you saying Molly's a mess? Is she a mess?
In comparison to me, maybe, but I think I'm very type A.
Now, Luke.
Yes,
ma'am. We need that. Yep, you're on to it already. You're one step ahead.
Chicken.
All right. Well, you have got a picture of chicken in front of you.
Hi, chicken.
Because we see a lot of those on TV, don't we, those commercials. Now, what's your question for the girls?
Cricket.
You do see that ad a lot at the on the cricket. Well, what's your question for the girls regarding ads?
Do you... What? KA.
Well, I wonder if they have... how do they sell it?
How do you sell the ads?
Well, the Jam clothing.
The Jam clothing.
Yeah. I mean, because you've got KFC there, haven't you? And they're certainly not a sponsor of ours, Luke.
Yeah, they are. Yes, it is.
But they do lots of advertising. You just want free chicken. They do lots of advertising. How do you guys promote yourselves?
Yes, so if
apart from going on high profile podcasts.
Exactly. This is a big one. A few different ways. Because we are an online business, we promote ourselves through Instagram and Facebook, and we have ads on Facebook as well, ads on Google, which we've just started to learn all about because that's a whole nother world as well. And then by doing events like this, Try and Buy Nights, also runway events. So we were in the first ever adaptive runway at Australian Fashion Week. And since then, we've also done Melbourne Fashion Week and Melbourne Fashion Festival. So that really helps with getting our name out there in sort of the mainstream fashion industry.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's you've really got your foot in the door now.
Yeah, it's really exciting when you meet someone for the first time and you say, you know, oh, we're the co-founders of Jam, and they say, oh, I've heard of that. And it's still a weird thing to wrap our head around, people knowing our brand.
Yeah, how much it's grown. That's wonderful. Mr. Matt Lloyd, question 12 for the girls, but it's your third question.
What are your values of business?
What do you reckon one of the values of their business might be? Matt, have you got any idea yourself?
No,
it's a tough one. Bronnie?
Respect people.
Are we on the right track here?
Definitely. I think so, yes, yes. We've got collaboration is cool is one of our values, so we always collaborate with the disability community. Yeah, as much as we can, and that's something that we find that's really important to our business.
Yeah, I think values, it is a tricky one because it's very important, but it's hard to kind of summarise exactly what you value. We've actually got on our website our values listed. So as Molly said, we've got collaboration is cool as our first one. Then we've got the best people are kind people because everything we do, we keep kindness in mind. We give a shit, so it's
important. I told you I didn't make that up, Gav.
I didn't say you did.
And the best part is I didn't even have to say shit.
You just did.
God, I just...
Very important one.
What do you mean by that, we give a shit?
I guess just, again, thinking of kindness and that everything we do, it's because we're passionate about caring and making a difference.
And I think we know we can't do everything, but the fact that we want to do what we can do.
You can still make that, have that impact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we've also got fashion is for everyone, which is obviously specific to our business and to our brand. But, yeah, that's the sort of core of Jam. Mm. And then you be you, which, again, goes to what I was saying before about everyone having the opportunity to express their individuality.
Yeah, and even with people we work with in terms of people's strengths and, you know, Emma was saying that she's the organised one, so we want Emma to be able to do that and me to not have to worry about it. I think that's the big thing of we want everyone to play to their strengths and, you know, do what they enjoy and what they want to do.
Tidy the bedroom.
Did you tell her to tidy a bit? we've given her a reputation that she probably doesn't deserve, you, Luke. Bronnie, I think we're up to your final question, Bron. Which, yeah, must be the girls are following along over there, I think.
What are the best and worst parts of being your own boss?
There's a lots of pros and cons. Mm-hmm. I think the best thing is how flexible we can be. So if we have to do a few things on a Friday afternoon, if I have to hop out and do a bit of shopping, I can because I'm my own boss. But it also means then that we work a lot because there's no real clock on or clock off time. So
I might be working on a Saturday morning because I have to get something done, whereas if I wasn't my own boss, I probably wouldn't be doing that. So that's not as good. But, yeah, I think the best part is that we can be so flexible. And, you know, I just came back from a long holiday, which I was lucky I was able to take that. And Molly's heading off to Bali next week. So we're very fortunate we can organise our own time.
Is it hard to switch off though, Molly?
It is, and I think Emma and I try to be quite disciplined about texting. Like, we'll often text each other at, you know, 10 p.m. on a Saturday night, something that's just popped into our head. So I don't think there is any switching off, but we love it, so we don't mind.
How do you measure success?
Ooh. I think for us it's the impact we're making. So to hear the best thing for us with our business is when we hear people within the disability community who have benefited from our products, that's when we know we've been a success or our products have been a success. Mm. And been able to impact as many people as possible within the disability community. So being able to grow and get our products out there means that we will be more successful because more people will be able to benefit from our products.
Mm. I trust Jam, you don't discriminate. I think you girls are both wearing Jam products now.
Yes, we are. Yeah, so that's the best thing about Jam is that we're inclusive. So even though we refer to the products as adaptive because that's what the category is, we like to say our clothing is inclusive because anyone can wear it. So it includes people with disability within the mainstream fashion industry. So none of our products are really medicalized or just focusing on the function. So we're both wearing our T-shirts, which just look like any other T-shirts, but the design features in them make them more sensory friendly and more inclusive of people with dressing needs.
Molly, I can't help but notice you've got your logo on the sleeve. What's this about?
Yes, so that design feature was actually came about because of Jack, the J and Jam. So his mum used to always talk to me when I was working with Jack about the fact that Jack's a wheelchair user and he wears a bib and he's got his wheelchair straps. And she was always like, Jack never gets to show off his branding. He never gets to show off that he's wearing, you know, his Nike tick, or he never gets to show off the brand because it's always on the chest. And so we on all of our bamboo tops.
Sorry, Nike, they don't sponsor us either, by the way.
Yeah. An example of what they're not doing. Yeah. So we put the logo on our sleeves of our T-shirts and our hoodies because we want everyone to be able to show off their Jam.
Yeah, good point. Bron, I guess if you had your tray up, you wouldn't see the Jam logo, right?
No. And that's a bit like with some products. I don't buy, they have it on the back instead of the front. Well, like with the picture or something.
And you don't even bother buying those?
Because I like it on the front.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then somewhere that I can see it as well.
Yeah, that's quite an oversight actually, isn't it? When you think about Gav, we're nearly at the end here, mate.
How many hours do you work?
So this changes every day. So some days I might work 2 hours and some days I might work 12 hours. So I work full-time technically, so Monday to Friday. And Molly at the moment is 3 days because of Posey. But, yeah, the hours change every day. I try to start work around 8:30 and try to finish by 5, but it depends how busy the day is and how productive I'm feeling.
Yep, same. So I'm at the moment doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, but sometimes things like this pop up that I don't want to miss, so I'll come along on a day off. And same thing, sometimes we'll be doing emails at, you know, 8 o'clock at night, but yeah.
Now it's time for the big one. Every week, Well, it's Dan's doozy. Every week, colleague Dan comes up with Dan's doozy, and Matt Lloyd, you've got the honour of reading Dan's doozy on Dan's behalf today, mate.
What is your popular fashion opinion?
Yeah, what is your most unpopular or your most controversial fashion opinion?
Ooh, I think we... It is a doozy. I think we would say that we don't agree that beauty is pain. We think clothing and beauty should be comfortable. People should be able to wear what they want and still look good. So we think function and fashion should be equal. Yeah.
What about from a personal perspective, however? What's your most controversial fashion opinion?
I don't know. And I feel like we...
I can't think of one.
I guess that, it's not really controversial. I guess it's quite commonplace these days, but that sort of you shouldn't just shop within your gender or your age bracket, that your style is your style. And so I can go and shop in what's defined as maybe the men's section in a shop, or maybe what's targeted towards outside of my age bracket, because if that's how I like to represent my style, that's what I will do.
I've thought of one as well. I think you can wear socks with sandals. Is that is that controversial? Yeah.
That is controversial.
I frequently would wear socks with sandals.
Really? Would you wear slides with your socks?
Yeah. I think so. Yes.
Birks? Yes, with my Birks.
Yeah, definitely.
I recently had to wear socks with Birks. It was far too cold outside, but I didn't have runners to put on, so I had to suck it up and wear socks with Birks, and it was very comfortable, so I would probably do it again.
You weren't just going to the bins?
No, I was actually overseas on holiday at a tourist attraction, so lots of photos have been taken.
Yeah, right. Well, there's evidence of this. Hey, lucky last question. Lukey.
Come again.
Your lucky last question, mate.
This is why I need doors.
We know, so we know what Jam's been up to, but we want to know about the future, right? What's, you know...
What's your future?
My future is Hollywood and bright lights.
What's the future for Jam?
Yeah, so I think the immediate future, we're about to be in Melbourne Fashion Festival in March, so another runway, which is super exciting. So that's next, and then I think just to keep growing and keep bringing more options to people with disability.
Has she covered all bases?
Yeah, we're also starting to look into whether we can sell in other countries. Mm. So although on our website you can purchase from a few other countries, we haven't really focused on it. We've been focusing on Australia, but we're starting to look into see what other countries we could potentially expand into. So that's exciting.
Going global.
Gav, do you reckon they'll remember us when they've made it? Do you reckon they're going to remember us? When they're living in their mansions.
Of course they will.
Yeah. Hey, so we wish you every success. It's such a wonderful initiative, guys, and really grateful for your time. And just quickly, those websites again, where people can keep up websites, social media.
Yeah, so it's jamthelabel.com, and our socials are just @jamthelabel.
Beautiful. So thanks so much for your time. We wish them every success, don't we, Luke? Luke McCormack, thank you so much for your time today, fine sir.
Thank you.
Bronnie, thanks a bunch.
Oh, thank you very much.
And if you had quickly three words to describe the Jam products, how would you, just quickly, why do you recommend people buy Jam?
They're very comfortable.
Matt Lloyd, thanks a bunch for your time today, mate. Did it go all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And Mr. Moore.
Yo, Matt stopped up.
Until next time.
Ciao.
And big thanks to our loyal listeners. Thanks for dabbling in all our babbling. This has been the Bailey Babble.